It's Friday, the 21st of November, and it's a beautiful morning. It's cold, there's a ground frost, but it's a beautiful, beautiful skies, and the sun's light just in the southern skies at the moment. It's lighting up a wee cloud away in the distance because the skies are clear all around as far as I can see. There's a wee cloud, and it's, strangely enough, it's flying saucer shaped, and it's been lit up by the approaching sun. And it's cold, and it's very still, and it's dry, and the skies are bright, and that just makes for a beautiful morning, absolutely. These are the best beginnings to a day, and hopefully stays clear during the day. Be a nice winter's day, early winter. Hello, Blackbird Mister. Okay, so where you got, I can identify you with that. Well, unless it's a bit of food, it's got a little white speck right in his nose behind the beak. But that could be anything. No, just flew off. Wait a minute. That's cheese. My wife's put out the last bits of one of my favourite cheeses. Oh well, it won't be roasted cheese later on then. Ah well, a beautiful morning. This morning, as I sat in my study, as I normally do, after having my porridge, I go take my short, black, strong coffee into my study, and I listen to some good music, calming music. With my feet up, I'm looking out my window, which, as you probably know, looks out on the garden trees and the trees over the fence. And it was a magical silhouette because it was still dark, but there was enough light coming up from the southeast just to create that. It was like one of those, it was a Japanese silhouette projector things. It wasn't a projector, but you know what I'm talking about. And that's what it looked like, you know. It's because the birds, every bird was just black in all sizes, and the trees were just pure jet black, being backlit with that wee bit of light. It was a beautiful monochrome scene. We may actually get some colours in the sky this morning, if there's enough even hazy. Oh yeah, there they are, they're starting already, way over to the east. I just spotted one through the trees, just beginning to turn over, that light pale pink. And all the time the skies are getting brighter and brighter. It's amazing how quickly the sun comes up in the winter. Now I can see all kinds of streamers and things. It's beautiful. Anyway. Good sleep. Feeling good. Feeling really good this morning again. Positive. Looking forward to getting on with things today. I was busy yesterday. I had a very productive day. And that always makes me feel good. Although I'm looking at the debris of a 6x6 fence panel that I tore out yesterday. so I could slip in one of the new fence panels that I purchased. It's looking good, that new panel is looking good. It's a different type, it's called close board, as opposed to the horizontal boards on the old fencing. These are vertical boards. It's all to tie in with the new vertical back fence. But I must say I'm quite impressed. It looks really nice. £28 for one. It better be good. So I did that, and I've been putting up new LED lighting around the house, and a new LED floodlight at the back door. Miniature one, a small 10 watt one, but what a power that one knocks out. And so, by yesterday evening, I was feeling really good, you know, having had a productive day at home. The only leaves to sweep up now are the ones just at my side here. My Acer tree, which has decided to drop the last of its leaves. And those are amazing colours. There's almost a purple, and then there's deep red and wine coloured. Pale yellow, light green. My goodness, it's just... it's incredible the colours that some of these trees and shrubs can put out. And I've got berries on my holly bush. Well, I have actually three holly bushes. But I planted a new one last year. No, a year and a half ago. I planted a new one. And the big one that was next to it, or is next to it, never produced berries. Well, now it's producing berries. So I guess I've introduced the... a mating, as it were, to holly bushes. I'm really pleased to have berries, because holly's not the same without berries. What is it they call them? Sterile. Some of them are sterile, but don't produce berries at all. Lovely and calm. It is cold. I'm tucking my mug of tea in below my Oakster. Two reasons. Keeps the tea warm. Keeps my Oakster warm. Yeah, the winter's definitely closing in now, and as temperatures, even on a good day, aren't rising very high. Sun's just so low in the sky. But if we get a winter of dry, cold weather, it's far better than mild, wet. Take what we get. At least we're not getting that horrible snowstorm that Northeast America are experiencing at the moment. That would just grind us to a halt. You know, 6 inches of snow here grinds us to a halt. So nice to just stare up at the sky and not see clouds. See the sun just... I'm not even sure where it's going to break the skyline about. Pops its head up, dives across the sky and dives it back down again. It's as if it says, I've had enough of this lot, right?